1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station, welcomes you to the Garden Party. A look at how to care for your lawn and your garden with Master Gardener Jan Musen from the DeBrine Seed Store, Washington Avenue in Zeeland. Jan is still on the mend from some medical work done. Hopefully that has gone well. She joins us over the phone. Good morning, Janie.
Good morning, Gary.
Yeah, let's first, before we talk about our plants and lawns, let's talk about Janie, and hopefully she's doing okay.
Yeah, I'm doing okay. It's a little bit slippery outside in the morning, and I don't usually go very far when it's slippery outside. So hopefully, once, if we don't have snow or ice or dew or anything, I can get over there.
Okay, but when you say getting over there in terms of our studios here at 87 Central Avenues, but you can be able to motor to DeBrine Seed, which is your main source of employment.
I get over there, yep, a couple afternoons a week. I can get over to work and do my thing. You bet.
Okay, so as a result, because Janie's on the phone, won't be able to take any calls today, so hopefully we got some topics that will be of general interest to all of you. But if there's something that we don't get to or you have a question about, get a hold of the good people over at DeBrine Seeds over in Zeeland. We'll give you that number momentarily. Okay, we continue with fall chores.
I know, that sounds terrible.
Yes, it does sound terrible, but let's put it this way. Hard work now pays off with some nice things come springtime or during the winter, including the little birdies.
But yes, this is a great time of year. We didn't get the 8 inches of snow yesterday. Get those bird feeders down, clean them out well. Just a real weak bleach solution works great. And fill them back up again and keep them stocked during the winter. The birds always appreciate a quick snack. We've got great prices on all of our bird seed now. In fact, the lowest we've had in ages. So it's a great time to stock up on bird seed for the winter and get those feeders full. I personally have been enjoying watching my bird feeder.
Now, I'm going to be a smart aleck on this, but I apologize for this, but does DeBrine Seed sell diet bird feed so that the birds don't get too fat?
No, unfortunately, most of the stuff is really high in calories because calories equal, you know, warmth for the winter. And yeah, so it's basically all pretty high calorie and honestly, high fat.
Now, there are those who say, well, I like to have the birds feed around, but a lot of times, you know, they're not the best, they're not the neatest eaters, and I don't have little birdie napkins to put around them.
Yes, don't you wish they were a little neater? But we do have a no-waste mixture that's even got little suet pellets in it. It doesn't make a mess under your feeder. You can put it out. You don't have to sit there in the spring, have 3 feet of shells and junk under your feeder. There's nothing. So the no-waste feed, great buy right now. I use it at my house. I love that stuff.
We're talking with Jan Musen. It's the Garden Party on 1450 WHTC. Lovely Miss Holly says, sometimes I miss having a house, but then again, when I take a look at some lawns and what has to be done in terms of raking, I don't miss that at all. Neither do I.
Yes, you have to get out there and rake those leaves. Leaves have to be off the grass during the winter, especially as they are the great big leaves, and they get wet, they'll make just terrible problems come spring.
So,
get those leaves off. You don't necessarily have to rake them. Get the lawnmower out and go back and forth over them. Shred them up. That's fine. That works too. That just will help add some organic matter back down to the lawn. So if you don't want to rake, get the lawnmower out and shred them up.
Now, leaves, of course, are falling from the trees for the winter. Other trees are evergreens, and, of course, they don't have to worry about raking leaves. But just because they are evergreens doesn't mean they are never cared for.
That's right. Make sure they go into winter, you know, watered well. You might want to take a pail of water or get a hose out there if you haven't turned off the water yet. Make sure they're watered well, you know, for the last couple of weeks before it gets very cold out here. And make sure you spray them with an anti-desiccant so they can't dry out. Otherwise, your evergreen leaves during the winter shrivel out because that wind just pulls all the water right out of them. So make sure you keep them watered well right up to the point where the ground freezes and spray some anti-desiccant on it. We've got a sunshiny day coming up today. Great day to do that.
27 degrees in Holland, wind chill 21 above at 8:42, 18 minutes before 9 o'clock. And this is the Garden Party on 1450 WHTC with the Master Gardener Jan Musen from DeBrine Seed in Zeeland. The clock is ticking. The time is getting short, not just because of the weather, but it's also because time is getting short for those of you who wish to do some planting now for some spring blooming.
That's right. You know, it at least takes an advantage where you don't have to shovel snow off the ground to plant your bulbs. So this is great. The soil is still warm. You can get out there, plant your tulips, daffodils, crocuses, whatever you're going to plant. Get them in now. Perfect time to do that.
You mentioned flowering plants. What about some of the spring vegetables that might, for those who might want to have a little bit of a garden come March, April or so, is it too late to plant for the vegetables or is it still time?
Garlic is, we got too late for that now. It's kind of late to do that. You might just want to get the garden ready to go come spring. Get it all rototilled, get all the diseased plants out, destroy them, get it ready to go. So next spring, once the snow is gone, you can quickly rototill any cover crop that you've put in there and get your peas in early. You know, just get it ready so it's ready to go for next spring. And that's what you can do in your garden right now.
You talk about the plants in terms of flowering. We talk about getting ready for the spring in terms of the vegetables and the like. What other things can be done with the garden right now?
Well, you know, you can add, if you've got a lot of leaves right now and you just don't know what to do with them, you don't want to sit there and, you know, mulch them up or and keep them on the lawn, take them and put them around your vegetable, in your vegetable garden as a layer over your vegetable garden, and then next spring just rototill them in. That will help hold the soil down. That's a great thing to do. You can also take those leaves and put them around your perennials as a little bit of a mulch around them to protect them over the winter. Get rid of any diseased plants and plant your cover crop. You still have some time to put down a cover crop like rye, and it will help hold the soil. Add some organic matter once you rototill that in next spring. So get out there and get your garden all set up so you can go next spring.
The garden is one thing, Jan Musen. The lawn is another, and raking is part of what you have to do, what people should do. I'm not saying you, I'm not saying me, but what people need to do in terms of getting that lawn ready.
Yes, the lawn needs to be set. You need to cut it at the lowest setting for before winter. You don't want to keep that grass long, otherwise you're going to have a problem with snow mold over the winter. Keep the grass short this time of year. You want to go into winter at its shortest. And also, fall is the most important time to put fertilizer down. If you haven't done so already, there is still time. Michigan State says you have until Thanksgiving or the end of this month, actually, to put down a fall fertilizer, and it helps the crowns of the plants, and it really helps them withstand winter and green up quickly next spring. So get some fertilizer down there and water it in, and you'll have a beautiful lawn come spring.
Now, we're talking with Jan Musen, the Master Gardener, on 1450 WHTC with a garden party. We're getting close to the holiday season. What about those holiday plants?
Yeah, a lot of people have poinsettias, Christmas cactuses, amaryllis. This is a great time. If you haven't done this already with your poinsettias, they need 9 hours of indirect sunlight in a warm room, like 70 to 80 degree room. And then you need them to move them to a closet or a room that has absolutely no light, complete darkness for 15 hours every day, and you want the temperature to be about 65 degrees in that room. And you do that for 5 to 6 weeks and keep the plant moist and fertilized, and keep doing that, and you'll have buds. In 5 to 6 weeks, you'll have the beautiful it'll have beautiful poinsettia all over again. Just the 9 hours of indirect light in warmer room, 15 hours colder room, no light.
One final thing, Janie, and I got to play this. It's the Invaders. Little Pests. And we're going to have to deal with those little pesky insect invaders, right?
Oh, unfortunately, yes. They will congregate usually on the south and maybe the west sides of your house. And today might be a day that you're going to see them again because we have a little sunshine. And the box elder bugs, those Asiatic beetles, and there's a couple other beetles that they just want to come in and spend winter with you inside. And honestly, I don't really like to spend my winter with them. So get out there. You can do a spray of an insecticide, a band of insecticide around there. But make sure you've caulked all your windows on that side of the house well. Just don't have any place where they can get in. If you do find them coming in, Michigan State just suggests take the vacuum cleaner and vacuum them up and then dump the vacuum cleaner bag or get rid of it. Don't let them breed in the vacuum cleaner. But that is the best way because they can, if you squish them, they can stain. So you don't want that.
Yeah, you don't want to bring John, Paul, George, and Ringo into your home, those beetles.
No, you don't. We're not a good company.
With that, we got to button up this edition of The Garden Party with Jan Musin. If you have any questions with Jan or any of the fine people from Divine Seeds, what's the number over there?
772-2316, and I'll be there this afternoon.
772-2316. 2316 for Debrine Seeds. And this Debrine Seeds brings you The Garden Party with the Master Gardener, Jan Musin. Every Tuesday morning at this time on 1450 WHTC. Jan, have a good week, and you'll talk to Brent next week.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you very much. Jan Musin with The Garden Party on 1450 WHTC.